Happy to have Joe Thomas back in the mix, kind of let you get back out to rushing certain packages?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Joe did a good job coming in here on a week's notice and going out there competing, getting I think a sack, TFL, and just getting in the mix a little bit was good to see, and obviously allows our best pass rushers to get out there and get after the quarterback, and I like to think that's why we had a number of sacks this past week. So hopefully he continues to improve and provides another key that we can put out there in those dime situations where they're matching up tight ends, receivers, and backs against a linebacker.
Clay, do you feel like you guys are better equipped to limit Kaepernick this time around than maybe sometimes in the past?
We'll see. He still has the same ability to kind of escape the pass rush and extend plays. So, we're always mindful of that, especially in today's day of age, in which these quarterbacks are very good at extending plays and picking up the first down. It's just something we have to be mindful of, especially as a pass rush. Defensively, we'll have our plays that keep an eye on him, as well as try to eliminate what he's capable of doing. But for the most part, as I say with playmakers in this league, they're going to make their plays. We just got to limit them as much as possible.
I ask that because obviously in the past you haven't been in the middle of the field. You are now. Do you think is that a change that can really benefit the defense when it comes to closing down those lanes?
Well, I've had plays in the past where I've spied him and so it's going to be the same in some regards, but it'll be a lot different playing the inside against their type of offense as opposed to playing on the edge, in which case you simplistically speaking, you either take the dive or quarterback. So yeah, it'll be a little more of a little more to learn this week, a little more to film study to put in on my behalf. But I think it's a new defense, it's a new year, so hopefully hopefully it's a win this time around.
Have you noticed that you've gotten more
of benefit? What's the value in a 4-0 start? Putting that in the bank when November and December come around to have that in your back pocket, what's the value there?
Yeah, well, I think just, obviously we play this game to, win a championship, and these are all games that kind of give us the platform to, be on that stage of the playoffs, so to speak. And in years prior, we've started off a little slow, and, it's kind of hurt us when it comes to home field advantage or potentially a first round bye. You can even look back to last year. So, if we can get these wins, hopefully, we always say, we like to go 8-0 at home and steal a few on the road, and hopefully that puts us in a spot for, number one, number two seed. So I know it's real early, but and these are also big games too, and I think it's a good indicator. It's a good test, and there's no different this weekend.
Okay, following up on that fast start question that you got, you guys recovered well the past 3 years when you've done 1-2. What has something felt different this year that, in all phases as you gone back and watched it, or even sitting on the sideline for your parts you're not on the field for, that has allowed the team to get off this start?
I honestly would say I think this is a continuation of last year. I know we came up short, but we felt like we were playing some of our best ball, towards the end of the year, especially in the playoffs. And I feel as if, a lot of the media talked about potentially having, I'm going to call it a hangover, but, we were so close, and it's hard to get back. But for us, I think it's just a continuation. Now it's about picking up where we left off, continuing that, getting stronger, and getting back to where we were, but this time finishing. And I think that's kind of what we have our sights set on. I think this team is playing fast. We've grown stronger, and I think it's really shown in not only the 3 weeks of play, but just kind of how we go about our business, practice, meetings, and all that stuff that maybe you guys aren't privy to.
Colin, when Colin burst onto the scene, what he was doing was so new in the read option, those things at this level. Have defenses at this point had kind of enough time to catch up to, do you think, and make their adjustments that they need to make?
It's always difficult anytime you have those type of offenses where there's a lot of misdirection and this guy can have it, that guy can have it. But, defenses are always trying to figure out a way to obviously solve, offenses in a riddle. But, they're always trying to stay one step ahead. And, we love every time we line up, we like to think we have the answer to whatever team we're facing. So hopefully that's the case. But obviously, like I said, he's going to make his plays. We just got to limit a lot of those big playmaking abilities and big playmakers they have over there.